This is the BBC. We present...
The personal narrative of Captain Neddy Seagoon, RN. A jolly Jack Tar in the employ of His Majesty's Navy.
Moby Dick on the burning miles!
Log of HMS Resident, 18th of May, 1662. Squalls all day. Child must be teething. Physician north-east of Dover. Heard a knock at the door. Said, come in.
Captain, mate, RN. I just spotted someone in the crow's nest.
Really?
Yeah. And he spotted something on the horizon.
Describe it.
It was a big, long thing made of wood, sharp at one end, blunt at the other, with sailors on it.
A ship!
I thought it weren't, only I didn't like talking out of turn.
Whose turn was it?
Yourn. That's why I let you say it, mate, Orin.
Thank you, mate, Orin. You say the men of wood, eh?
Yeah.
Hand me my telescope.
Yeah.
Yes. That's wood, all right.
You're looking at the inside of our cabin, mate.
So I am. What a silly RN. Open the porthole, William.
Hey?
Open the porthole, William, from the inside.
Oh.
I'd just like to make these points clear. Thank you. Dad, you're right, William. It is a ship. It's Dutch.
You sure?
Certainly. It's wearing clogs. Captain Longmore?
Aye, sir.
Yes, you, sir.
Ah.
These Dutch ships. Find out where they come from.
I'll just look it up, sir. Dutch come from Holland, sir.
Foreigners! Gentlemen, yeah? Keep my dinner warm. I'm going to inform the Admiralty. Goodbye.
Psst! Grit pipe.
Yes?
How long must we hide in this reeking powder barrel?
Not long now, Moriarty. Oh. Seagoon's heading for London. We've got to stop him.
Perquoise.
Perquoise? This Dutch spy, Max von Geldre, crouching behind you, says that the Hollanders will pay 10,000 guilders... if we can sabotage the British fleet.
That's what you said, didn't you?
It looked like for Gassman's over the SSA. Hey, hi!
What did he say? What did he say?
I don't know, but there you are. He's offering 5,000 guilders if we can stop Seagull.
Let's go!
Let's go! My moon dial says it's nearly midnight. Any sign of him yet?
No, but he's got to go past here. This is the only road that runs direct between his ship and London.
Is he coming by road?
No, by horse. I tell you, he's got to pass this point. I've spent all day sharpening it.
Well, never mind the needle, Nardle-Noo. Have you prepared Captain Seagoon's RN's fatal accident?
Yes, I have. Yes, I've stretched 14 tripwires across the road.
Supposing the horse jumps them?
Then the rider's head will come in contact with a 100-ton iron girder suspended from a twig.
I see. But what if he misses both?
Then there's a 150-foot deep pit full of deep water.
Tripwires, iron girder, deep pit with deep water? It's foolproof, Moriarty.
Got it, Ethan.
Got it, Ethan.
Yes.
What? But she... Here he comes now.
didn't work.
Of course not. That wasn't Captain Seagunar in.
Then where the devil is he?
I'm in London!
Quick, up!
I'll get in!
What fool put tripwires and iron girder and deep water in our way?
Help me dismount, Moriarty.
Why?
My horse can only swim on his back.
Let me get his basics, Joshua.
In London, meantime, an important meeting at the Admiralty is in session.
This courier brings a message from Sir Richard Grenville, R.M., who needs help. Desperate need.
Oh? And what is the message, my man?
Oh, you've run 50 miles. Oh, yeah. Thank you, members of the Admiralty. Now then, I said I have run 50 miles till I'm out of breath. I have run all the way in the face of death. I have run to the rain and snow and hail to deliver this message without fail. I have run since early December.
But what's the message?
I can't remember.
Look here, do an impression of a hole and we'll fill you in later.
That ship on the Van Trump and Van Driver is in the channel.
England is in danger.
What? This is serious, my lords, R.M. We'd have to build a battleship, R.M.
My lords, R.M. As Sir Sea Lord, R.M. It's nothing to do with me, but I know we've already got a battleship somewhere, but I can't think. I have a picture of it in my bedroom.
Splendid. Oh, but where is it?
Hanging over the washstand.
Gentlemen, R.N., my lord, R.N. is right. We have got a battleship, I know. I drive it.
And have you got a license, sir?
Only a provisional one.
For you. I know.
So we must attack the Dutch before it expires.
Very well. The signal for you to open fire will be a bonfire lit on Nag's Head. Now report back to your ship and water. Meantime, Max Gelray.
Thank you.
May, 1652. Under fire from Dutch ship. I'm waiting for beacon on mainland to signal for me to retaliate.
Captain Seagun, I've just spliced the main brace. Fortunately, I didn't tell the crew.
Splendid news! I've got bad news.
What?
The Dutch have been joined by another ship.
Two? Yes. We're surrounded. What flag are they flying?
A white one with an onion on it.
Spaniards! Oh. Well. Let them all come, and then we'll all go.
Go retreat? Admiral Bradlock, you're a miserable coward.
Nonsense, I'm a perfectly happy one, you know.
Oh, blast! Oh. Quite a delight, that beacon. If these Dutch close with us, we'll be caught with our pants down.
I know. What's holding them up?
My braces. What's holding yours up?
Me!
Thank you. And now for further news of the beacon lighting, over to the mainland.
Yes.
Could you tell us where the beacon lighter lives, please?
Number 18A Gallows Lane.
Is that on this side of the street?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Get up there.
Was on this side of the street.
I'd like to have words with the official beacon lighter. Very urgent.
Urgent, yes. Just a minute. Call the beacon lighter, Ming.
Oh, dear.
The basket!
Yeah?
Oh. Call the beacon lighter, Sebastian.
Gladys!
Yes, darling?
Call the beacon lighter.
Beacon lighter, there's someone at the door for you.
I know, I opened it, Polly. Now, sir, do you wish the beacon lit?
I am in no hurry.
Right. I'll prepare the vital ignitions. Minnie?
What do you want now?
Where are the matches, Minnie?
Albert got them.
Albert?
Yeah.
Albert!
Why doesn't he answer?
He's in Africa.
Has nobody got a match then?
Gentlemen, I happened to overhear your conversation as I was passing in the tree. Allow me, Count Jim Fies Moriarty, to loan you this genuine box of wooden matches, 50 in number, packed in a little box.
With a merry joke on the back.
Thank you. I'll get ready then.
Got him. You mustn't go out without a cooked meal, Henry.
Why not me?
You must have a lining to your stomach.
There's no time for linings. I clean my teeth twice a day. Come on! Get on the horse! I went through with a first guard for both of you! Get up there! Come on!
Moriarty, oh. Did you dampen those matches?
Of course. I put them in my pocket and stood in a lake all night. I'm no fool, you know.
But there was no need to go that far. Right, let's collect the 15,000 guilders.
Oh, come on now, let's get it.
Oh! Scuttle me, galley cooks. Half me rigging shut away. Oh, and me breeches at half mast.
You can't walk the decks in that exposed position. Get in this barrel.
It's your turn in the barrel.
Pardon me, sir. Pardon me, sir. Sir, there's a fire in number 3 hole.
I'll come right away. It's freezing up here.
Right. Everything under control. I've put 2 special lookouts in the crow's nest to watch for the beacon.
Can you see anything, Echo?
Yeah, I can see anything.
Ah, what can you see now, then?
I'll just get my telescope now. Oh, I can see you.
Oh, RN. I can't.
Oh, well, you stand over here and look through this telescope and you'll see.
Okay.
There.
Oh, I still can't see him.
What? Give me that telescope.
There.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone, you know. He's gone.
Yes,
he's gone. Oh, alive on the ocean moon. Alive on the ocean wall. Why did Lloyd under Lloyd? I got my legs to keep me warm.
We got musicians in.
Echo?
Yeah?
RN? Do you like being up here in the crow's nest?
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being in the crow's nest is
it's fine.
Echo?
Yeah?
Why did you join the Navy?
I needed the money.
What for?
To buy myself out. I've been 42 years in the Navy now, and I've been saving all the time.
You must have traveled.
I've traveled.
You're a man of the world.
I've had visions.
Oh.
No, Aaron.
Here, Echo.
Huh?
Have you ever been out with women in grass skirts?
No, I'm not allowed to wear them.
Hey! Okay, fellas, 7 barrels.
What?
And it's my turn in the crow's nest.
Oh, your turn in the barrel?
Kipper on the cardboard cow, poor blimey.
Why? It's Ray Ellington, our end.
Oh.
Give us a nautical singe, Mr. Sailor to me.
Play that money.
1 and 1 and 2 is 2, that's right, that's right. Kangaroos come from Kalamazoo, that's right, that's right. Although it's right that 2 is 2, who's ever heard of a kangaroo walking up Main and Kalamazoo, that's right, that's right. A is A and B is B, that's right, that's right. Zebras come from Zeta Z, that's right, that's wrong. Although it's right that B is B, who's ever heard of a fancy free, a zebra singing a letters I to Z. That's right, that's right. Kangaroos coming from Kalamazoo. Zebras singing in the Zeta Z. Brother, I've got news for you. The story don't ring so true to me. Near and near and far as far. That's right, that's right. Hot rods come from Shangri-La. That's right, that's wrong. Although it's true that far as far, who's ever heard of a hot rod car burning up the sands in Shangri-La? That's right, that's right. I love you when you love me. That's right, that's right. Loving you so heavenly. That's right, that's right. There's one thing that you should know. Yes is yes and no is no. With all my heart I love you so. That's right, that's right. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Near is near and far is far. That's right, that's right. Hot rods come from Shangri-La. That's right, that's wrong. Although it's true, the far and near, who's ever heard of a hot rod gear burning up the roads in Shangri-La? That's right, that's right. I love you when you love me. That's right, that's right. Loving you so heavenly. That's right, that's right. There's one thing that you should know. Yes is yes and no is no. With all my heart I love you so. That's right, that's wrong. That's right, that's wrong. That's right, that's wrong. Yes, 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 yes.
Dear, dear.
Oh, dear. I don't know where the draft's coming from, but I know where it's going to. We'll never get this beacon lit, Henry.
No, we never. Never come out without a cooked meal, you know.
You should have a lining to your stomach.
Yes, and these matches won't light.
What? Oh, they appear to be done.
Oh, yep, the dawn's coming up like thunder, like a Vlagavelic out of the bath. Eh? You can't do this to me, look. Oh. And when it does, them Dutch will open fire on Captain Seagoon. Oh. They can't miss him at that range. Oh.
Nobody could miss him at any range. Dear, what the matter?
Use the power of your arms in striking.
I can't.
Are you striking him right? What?
I studied match striking under Mr. Guy Fawkes.
Are there any instructions on the box?
Yes, it's on the back here. Conundrum. To you, how do you make a Maltese cross? A, stick a lighted match in his ear.
Look, Henry, the beacon's taken fire.
Yeah, well. Wow.
Captain, Captain, they've lit the beacon on Ned's head.
Poor animal. Right, Blue Bottle, fire the gun.
Bang, boom, blam, blam.
Stringy North Finchley lad. Why don't you fire the cannons?
The matches is damp.
Damp? Where do you get them from?
That nice gentleman standing in the lake.
What? You there! Come out from behind that water!
Don't shoot! I'm not well.
You don't deserve to be.
I say.
Then, you're not well? Then who are you?
Interpreter. Tell him who I am and interpret.
Hij is de bekende man van de Nederlandse radioomroep Hilversum 1. Hoi!
A Dutchman! A Dutchman! Drop that tulip!
He'll do no such thing, my dear. You've got 2 minutes to abandon ship.
You mean you've lit a powder trail in the hold?
So you've read the book as well.
Yes. We'll soon get a brave seaman to extinguish it. Rue Bottle!
have gone home, Captain. I'm on fashion leave. There was jam for tea.
That's next week.
Here, take this cup of water and put the fuse out.
Come on, let's do it now.
Is Moriarty lying? Has Gritpipe really lit a powder trail in the hold? Will Blue Bottle extinguish it in time? Listen again next week when you'll hear... Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Ranger Quartet, Max Gilray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wally Screenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.